As we just heard, in addition to permitting manufacturers to exclude 9% of their profits from taxation, the tax bill also expanded the definition of manufacturer. Plumbers and architects are now considered manufacturers. Even Starbucks makes the cut.
Reporter Jill Barchet covered the bill for Congressional Quarterly, and is one of the true service providers left. Jill, perhaps you can perform the service of explaining to us what happened. How did all these people become manufacturers?
What happened was all the companies and all of K Street, which lobby on behalf of companies, they all wanted
K Street in Washington, D.C.
K Street in Washington, D.C., they all wanted a piece of the centerpiece tax break of this bill. $77 billion of this bill, which is a little more than half of it, is going for this tax break for manufacturers. So everyone scrambled to be classified as a manufacturer. And many, many types of industries and companies succeeded. Farmers, timber cutters, oil drillers, gas explorers, as you said, construction, food processing, engineers, architects, software, Hollywood filmmakers, electricity generators, just a whole slew of companies.
I can understand the case for some of them as being manufacturers, but the barista, that's a manufacturer? Starbucks is a manufacturer?
The barista is not a manufacturer. What happened was it was very tricky when you got to food processing, because surely they wanted big food processing companies like General Mills and Kraft that's making macaroni and cheese to be able to qualify for this. Right. The issue is when you start getting smaller and smaller and smaller, what's food processing? So Starbucks is an interesting example, and they talk about a coffee company at length in the final documents surrounding this bill. And what they say is a company like Starbucks, it buys beans and then it roasts them to make coffee, and it sells the coffee to Costco and different stores. You can buy it in the supermarket. It also sells coffee in its own retail stores, and it decided when you buy the coffee for $15 at a Starbucks cafe, it would apply for the manufacturing tax break. But what happens to the coffee, the doppio macchiato that the barista's making? Mm-hmm. And it decided that part of those receipts could be allocated toward manufacturing income based on the value of the coffee beans that are going into making it.
This is the rare legislative document that actually examines the question, is the master chef who prepares the venison sausage a manufacturer or not?
Exactly right. They wanted to make it clear what would be legitimate food processing and what would not be legitimate food processing. And here you have on page 12 of the final conference agreement, activities of a master chef who creates a venison sausage for his or her restaurant menu cannot be construed as a qualified production activity.
So the line is drawn somewhere. Sounds like the Congress has made life a little more complicated for the Internal Revenue Service in the next couple of years.
Absolutely. In fact, when this bill was going through committee stages more than a year ago, the IRS was sending warning letters. I can't possibly administer this, and this is going to open the door for rife tax abuses. And in fact, Senator Don Nichols of Oklahoma has gotten on the Senate floor time and time again saying, you're going to encourage so many companies to redefine themselves as manufacturers, allocate all their income toward it, and reallocate all their expenses towards service activities. You're going to require companies to keep two sets of books, a manufacturing set and a service set, and it's going to be very complicated.
Are you and I still in the service sector, by the way?
Yes. In fact, they specifically say that temporary news, such as magazines, newspapers, and whatnot, is not attributable to manufacturing.
Even here on Whatnot, as we produce our material. Well, Jill Barchet, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Jill Barchet covered the tax bill and covers other matters on Capitol Hill for Congressional Quarterly.